kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Isang dalagang nagsusulong ng karapatan ng mga sexual assault survivors, isang Aboriginal elder na puno ng dedikasyon sa kultura at edukasyon, isang social entrepreneur na tumutulong sa mga kababaihan na maka-access ng personal hygiene products, at isang migranteng ginagamit ang karanasan para tumulong sa nangangailangan. Sila ang apat na kababaihang nakatanggap ng pagkilala ngayong taon. Inanunsyo ni Prime Minister Scott Morrison ang mga nagwagi sa ginanap na seremonya sa Canberra kahapon.
These awards are an annual reminder of just what Australians can do and achieve. Of what we can build together as a country, one and free. Men and women who strive and study, they argue, they give, they engage, they love, they care. Who share a yearning to make a good Australia an even better Australia.
Sa unang pagkakataon naman, ginawara ng isang Tasmanian bilang Australian of the Year. Si Grace Tame ay hinalay ng kanyang 58-year-old mathematics teacher noong siya ay 15 taong gulang pa lamang. Nahatulan at nakulong ang salarin, pero sa loob ng maraming taon, hindi makapagsalita at makapagpahayag ng saloobin si Grace dahil sa umiiral na sexual assault victim gag laws sa Tasmania. Ngayon, pinarangalan si Grace para sa kanyang advokasya para sa mga biktima ng sexual assault, para sa pagpapakita niya ng katapangan at pagsusulong ng pagbabago o reforma sa mga batas tungkol sa sexual violence. Inaalay ni Binibining Tame ang kaniyang award sa lahat ng kabataang biktima at survivor ng sexual assault.
All survivors of child sexual abuse, this is for us. Publicly, he described his crimes as awesome and enviable. Publicly, I was silenced by law. Not anymore. Well, hear me now. Using my voice amongst a growing chorus of voices that will not be silenced.
At yan ang tinig ni Binibining Grace Tame. Samantala, ang Senior Australian of the Year naman ay ang 73-year-old Aboriginal activist at educator at artist na si Dr. Miriam Rose Ungermar Bowman. Si Dr. Bowman ay mula sa Noyu na kilala din bilang Dali River sa Northern Territory. Si Dr. Bowman ang unang Aboriginal teacher sa Territory at kabilang sa National Indigenous Council ng Federal Government. Noong 2013, itinayo niya ang Miriam Rose Foundation para maging tulay sa Aboriginal culture at mainstream Australian society. Nananawagan si Dr. Bowman sa lahat ng Australians na unawain ang Aboriginal communities.
I've learned to walk in two worlds. Now is the time for you to come closer to understand us and to understand how we live and listen to what needs are in our communities. When you come to visit or work in our communities and leave your comfort zones, I ask that you bring your knowledge and wisdom. We ask you also to learn and understand how we live and function in our communities and listen to what the needs are. I hope you will meet us halfway to understand our issues and help us make it better for our communities and for our young people.
Ang medicine student at social entrepreneur na si Isobel Marshall naman mula South Australia ang nagawara ng Young Australian of the Year. Isa si Ms. Marshall sa nagtatag ng taboo noong siya ay 18 pa lamang o 18 taong gulang pa lamang para tulungan ang mga kababaihan sa buong mundo na alisin ang stigma tungkol sa menstruation at pagkakaroon ng access sa mga feminine hygiene products. Nakipagtulungan ng taboo sa Venus Women's Crisis Center para mabigyan ng libreng pads at tampons ang mga homeless na kababaihan sa South Australia. Ayon kay Ms. Marshall, hindi immune ang Australia sa mga ganitong uri ng stigma.
Period poverty is real. Even in Australia, we are not immune to period disadvantage, stigma or shame. We see students sent to school with no product, women fleeing domestic violence with restricted access to essentials, and girls suffering from pathologies that cause excruciating pain month after month, who aren't taken seriously or given appropriate treatment. With great privilege comes great responsibility. Let's all commit to fighting period poverty around the world.
Nagwagi naman bilang Australia's local hero ang 60-year-old na si Rosemary Kariuki mula sa New South Wales. Umalis sa Kenya si Miss Kariuki noong 1999 para tumaka sa mapang-abusong pamilya at mga awayan ng tribo. Ngayon ay tinutulungan niya ang mga migrants at mga kababaihan sa kanilang komunidad. Bilang Multicultural Community License Officer ng Parramatta Police, si Miss Kariuki din ang umaalalay sa mga migrants na nakakaranas ng domestic violence, language barriers at financial distress sa Australia. Hinihikayat niya ang iba pang mga migrants at Australians na tumulong sa komunidad.
We live in a multicultural country with more than 270 ancestries and many indigenous cultures. However, we often live in silos and miss that beautiful sharing of culture. Like many migrants and refugees, when I came to Australia, I was very lonely. I would love to see more Australians, those born here, refugees, migrants, anyone who calls Australia home, open their doors to their neighbors. Get to know them, knock on their door, organize a street barbecue.
Katuwang ang African Women's Group, binuon ni Binibining Kariuki ang African Women's Dinner Dance na may higit 400 kababaihan na dumadalo kada taon. Siya rin ang nanguna sa pagtatayo ng African Village Market. Ngayon ay tinatawag siyang Big Mama sa kanilang komunidad.
My house is an open house. Christmas time you come, everybody who doesn't have anywhere to go. And we have a lot of international students here. They don't have parents here. They know if we go to Mama Rosemary's, the door will be open. This is their home. They'll go cook. If the food is finished, they'll clean up. They just want to sit down and just how we used to do back home.
Ang nominasyon sa 2022 Australian of the Year ay binuksan na, at kung may kakilala kayo sa inyong komunidad na pwedeng inominate, magtungo lamang sa australianoftheyear.org.au. At yan po ang istorya at na kwento na binuo ni Karishma Lutheria para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.